Steve Blocker-Roach joining us. We're going to go through round 21 in the NRL preview at all. Just this text. Hey, Loz, heading to Junee this weekend. My young fella is playing in the Schoolboys Rugby League Carnival Saturday. Brings back memories from 25 years ago when I played there with your nephew Matt for the Tuggeranong Knights. And after the carnival, we went back to the train station for hot showers and met your late father, champion bloke. Cheers, Joey from Canberra, sending that one in.
Oh, cheers, Joey. Yeah, he was a champion bloke. And the Junee Schoolboys League Carnival, you know, that this would be the longest running rugby league carnival, certainly in New South Wales, maybe even in Australia. It's been going since 1942, 1943, something like that. And they would attract up to 200 teams.
Wow.
And a lot of players, in particular years ago, that were from the bush.
Is that a high school competition?
Would have played, yeah. Yeah. Would have played in this competition. So the likes of Stirlow or Mortimer's, Roycey Simmons, Trent Barrett's, all those type of guys that have, you know, in and around the Riverina, they would have all played at this Schoolboys Rugby League Carnival. So it's a big footy weekend for the town. There'll be a lot of people there. And it's good to see it. Hopefully the weather will be okay. The thing I remember about it as a kid was always cold. It was always cold. But you got to play against people from all over New South Wales. And it was such a big thing as a kid.
You've brought back some memories now, Loz. I was from the Illawarra area. And we used to play Queensland schools, right? And they used to play in bare feet. Truly, everyone in Queensland footy back in the day... Yeah. Everyone in Queensland, all their rep sides and everything, if you played against a Queensland side, under 9s, 10s, 12, whatever.
In tackle.
They played in bare feet.
Unbelievable.
So we had to play them in bare feet.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. But you think about when you were a kid in the park and everything. You never used to wear shoes, did you?
No. Always played junior footy, played in a game, never not played in boots.
But I think I've seen photos of even guys like Daly Cherry Evans and... Even when they were kids.
Bare feet.
There running around in boots.
There's a secret of the Queenslanders. They've got strong feet.
They might do.
Oh, something else now. They'll use that.
No, well, we use the feet.
This is why we're tougher.
We use the feet. I see us training. We train or just walk after training in bare feet?
Oh, sometimes they do some run throughs in bare feet.
In bare feet.
Yeah, but everyone's
so
in bare feet.
So we need to do it from, five, six, 7 years of age.
Yeah. Strength
a bit hard with the grounds in the winter here, Blocky.
I reckon strong feet and bananas for the Queenslanders.
Tell you what, this is what I don't like about my banana. Boys, you haven't asked me today.
Why
have you got your banana wrapped?
Right.
In a paper towel.
So, picked up my banana this morning.
Yeah.
Look what I have found.
It's already
Someone's
a
had a slit at it.
Yes. So, I'm trying to protect that so no germs... I'm a germophobic.
You are unbelievable.
So that's the reason why I brought it in.
Well, just let me tell you.
How about you just eat it?
I'll eat it at 8 o'clock. So I've got my routine. So I have my banana at 8 o'clock, my apple at 8:30, and I have my mandarin at 7:30.
So, mate, you're worried about germs. Now, you've got your banana wrapped up in a tissue.
How thick is that banana, by the way?
It's not a bad... That's
a thick banana.
Loz, you said you're worried about germs. We're sitting in the studio here, the three of us, 5x5. Not 5x5x5.
Right.
5x5 metres, right? Say. And you're worried about germs on your banana.
Look, and what about
his food? We're more than 1.5 metres away from
each
other.
Now we've got a fruit timetable. That will do me. We've got 16 minutes to get through 8 games.
Ooh,
so
let's go.
Right, let's attack.
Roosters Broncos tonight. SCG, market with tab. Chooks $1.55. Brisbane $2.45. And Cobbo's back after concussion in Origin 3. Kobe Hetherington replaces the suspended Pat Carrigan at lock. Matt Lodge starts for the Roosters against a club that he was sort of, they paid $1 million to let him go. What do you reckon that means? What do you reckon, Blocker? Who wins this?
I'm still not convinced about the Broncos after last week against the Tigers. I was happy the Tigers won and won quite comfortably. But they must bounce back in this game if they're going to be any threat in the competition. The Broncos I'm talking about, they're in fifth place at the moment. Up against the Roosters who are starting to string a few together. and their spine's looking really good. They're playing a lot more together now. Mate, I think on the back of Tedesco, Keary and Walker, I think we're going to see a little bit of a score, and I think we're going to see the Roosters win.
Yeah, I like the Roosters. I think they just get the job done. I think Carrigan's a massive loss, although I like Hetherington as a player. Looking forward to seeing the wingers, Suwali and Selwyn Cobbo, play. Both outstanding prospects. But being at home at the SCG, I'll go Roosters to win.
And I've got a tip for all the Roosters players and all the Broncos, avoid the cricket pitch.
Well, on that, what about this? Hey, guys, I remember playing in bare feet in Queensland as a junior. I'm the same age as DCE. Still remember slipping over everywhere in the mud with no boots playing for the Kiwanis Dolphins. Such a better way to play as a kid.
There must have been a reason why they didn't play with shoes on.
Well, maybe all the grounds had cricket pitches. I don't know.
Make them faster.
Tipping the Roosters as well, I reckon we're going to give a one-word answer for this one. Melbourne up against the Gold Coast, 6 o'clock Friday night, $1.10 Storm, $7 Gold Coast, 17.5 is the line. Lozza?
Cheese back, but I would consider taking Titans with the start.
I'm going the Storm. They'll get on a roll now.
Brandon Smith back from that suspension, as Loz mentioned, for being naughty to the referee, Storm all round. Manly, $1.77. Parramatta, $2.05. 1.5 is your line here. So Jake Arthur named in the 7 jersey. Yesterday, Brad Arthur poured some cold water on any suggestion that Clint Gutherson could move into the halves there. And for Manly, well, they've got 5 of the 7 that stood down back, really, because Josh Schuster's been named at 18th man block.
Too much to play for Manly. They're in 10th spot at the moment. I don't know what to make. That's a big loss. Mitchell Moses out of that side. And Loz will be probably able to tell you better than me, but a dominant half, and he is a dominant player. He controls everything for that Eel side. I think it's a big ask for young Jake Arthur to come into the side and expect him to be anywhere near as good as what Moses is. Good luck to the young kid. But, mate, I think too much to play for the Seagulls. I think they'll win.
I'm going Manly. I think the loss of Moses may be a bit too much for the Eels to overcome. Jake Arthur, I think he's just got to do his job. Dylan Brown needs to step up. Gutho, I think it'll be a low-scoring game. Manly have got a good record for some reason at Brookvale Oval the last couple of years against Parramatta. And Parramatta only beat them early in the year by 2 points. So I think Manly could turn it around. And you know what? I'm expecting Manly to come together. And that'll show in their performance. Because if they lose tonight, and it's not a great performance tomorrow night, all sorts of questions will be asked. So I think Parramatta without Moses, not struggle, but I just don't see them getting over the top of Manly.
Can we bring back the Tui's ad too? Remember that Tui's ad for Parramatta and Manly? Here we go again. Manly and Para. Remember that? Mate, that's when footy was at its best,
that's
mate.
That's when footy was at its best.
You rump them, stump them. Pick them up and dump them.
Manly for me as well. How about this text? More 40 years ago, playing for the Mungindi Grasshoppers. I hope I've got that right. Or is it Mungindai? On the Queensland border, we played barefoot. But when we played against Moree, they wore footy boots. We were still barefoot. Didn't help them much. We still touched them up, says Christos, sending that one in. Footy boots v barefoot.
40 years ago.
See, that'd be interesting walking out and you're in barefoot and they've got footy boots on.
Especially if you've got steel studs. You ever been trod on the foot properly?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you've got 1,000 bones in there. That is that painful.
It is, isn't it? Especially those long studs, steel studs.
Loz, have you ever had turf toe? Your big toe gets caught under.
No, I've never had that.
Have you heard about it?
I've heard it.
Mate, it is the worst
takes
thing.
Takes a bit of time to recover from turf toe, doesn't
forever,
it?
Forever, because you're always moving on your feet, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, mate, that's a...
Have you had it?
Yeah, I did. I reckon it's the worst injury I ever had.
Really?
Turf toe. Oh, mate, I'm telling you, it was terrible. It never fixed. It never got well.
So how long did it take you?
An off-season.
That long?
Yeah. I seen blokes getting... Mate, ask Big Spud and all that, mate. He had it bad. He used to get noodles in his toe. Yeah. In his
he had
big
toe. Toes, though, Spud, didn't he?
Oh, ugly feet. But he used to get injections, painkillers, into his big toe nearly every week. Very, very painful. I wonder if there's any listeners out there...
Turf toe.
...that have had turf toe. It's terrible.
Turf toe.
Quite a few... No, I haven't. No. AFL players get it.
do they?
Mm. Like big ruckman. I remember that Aaron Sanderlands had it for a long time, and I think one of the Swans ruckman had it early this year. Tom Hickey maybe as well. Anyway, Souths and the Warriors, Sunshine Coast, 3 o'clock Saturday, $1.09 the Bunnies, Warriors $7.50, 19 and a half. You
Souths
like
here. 13 plus for me.
Oh yeah. Mate, I thought from what I'd seen the weeks before, I thought Latrell was a little bit quiet against the Sharks last week. I know he got moved into the centres.
Mm.
Mate, you got to play him at fullback. Even though if you get an injury and you need to move him, I'd still leave him at fullback because he can bob up anywhere. If you're playing him on one side in the centres, you just nullify his attack, and that happened against the Sharks last week. But mate, the Rabbits will win easy.
Rabbits all around,
mate. Good to see. Well, Freddie Lussick is into the Warriors side. Poor old Wade last week got his teeth knocked out.
Oh yeah.
Did you see that? And they said there wasn't enough evidence. I said on one of the programs during the week, who knocked his teeth out? The Tooth Fairy. No, honestly, mate. Did you see it?
I did, Block.
Wait, doing it, mate. I'm telling you, that
there was
force,
plenty of intent there,
and
wasn't
there was plenty. There's plenty of force. They knew what they were doing, but we didn't see it. We didn't have enough evidence. We've never had more cameras in the game since 1908. How come I can see it?
I love this text on Loz told us his timetable of eating fruit in the morning. So it's mandarin 7:30, banana 8, apple 8:30. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, fruit 7:30, 8. 8:30 is all fruit, but I could mix and match.
Oh, okay, right. Mm. Well, gee, that throws things out, doesn't it?
So it's still a routine as such.
So you eat fruit up until lunchtime, is that right?
Yes. Cleanse. I like to cleanse. Yes. I like to feel clean.
Guys, I'm enlightened by the fruit timetable. After all, feeding time at the zoo never changes, says Hendo.
That's very good.
Canberra and Penrith, good game this. 5:30 Saturday, Nation's Capital. Step up Jamin Semin into the halves with Nathan Cleary suspended with Sean O'Sullivan, and the market with Tab has Canberra. Slight outsiders at home, $2.30 plus 3.5 at the line. Penrith, $1.62 Block.
I am tipping the upset. Remember I said a couple of weeks ago the Raiders are my side that might come through and get into that eight. They're at ninth position at the moment. No halves for the Panthers. Salmon and O'Sullivan will do a fair job, but I just reckon a packed Raiders stadium down there in Canberra, I reckon it's a sellout. You won't be able to get in there. They'll be screaming from the rafters, and I reckon it's enough to get the Raiders home. I reckon this is the upset of the weekend. They are.
I'm going to agree with Blocker.
Gee, I'm in too.
I think Salmon and O'Sullivan are good players.
They're good players, yeah.
And all around them, they've got a lot of class, but I just think they'll miss Luai and Cleary. The fact that they haven't played with those two players for a while.
Crichton back.
Yeah, but I still think they just might miss them in attack. They certainly will miss them in attack. I don't think it'll be as smooth as what it has been, and this won't be a bad thing for the Panthers, leading into the finals.
They're six ahead, aren't they?
Mate, yeah. I reckon, Canter. Blocker, they were only, up until last weekend, they'd only lost one game. So I think if they went into the finals with only one loss, the pressure in the finals would have just continued to build and build and build. They'd be talking about breaking records and all that type of stuff. They can lose a few games. They can't finish, in my mind, any worse than second. They're going to finish first or second.
Bit of bad blood between these two teams, too, in recent times.
I hope they come out and get into it.
Mm.
That's what you want to see.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. 5:30 Saturday, Fox lead. Then at 7:30, it's the Southern Sydney Derby. The Sharkies $1.28 against the Dragons $3.70. 10.5 is your line here. Why on earth do they keep picking? It's been a very serviceable player, Moses Mbai at fullback. Why wouldn't he give Tyrell Sloan a crack?
I can't.
He's named
that.
In the 14 jersey.
I can't answer that. Moses Mbai coming off the bench is a better option for me. You've got to give Sloan an opportunity. Mm. The more games he gets into him this year, he'll be a lot better for next year. They think he's the safer option, Moses Mbai, possibly. But roll the dice. Your season's on the line.
Adam Dykes' son, Cade Dykes, to make his debut. Yeah.
Sharks to win for me.
Little fullback, isn't he?
Mm.
You haven't seen him play yet?
No.
I haven't seen him.
No,
he must have done well. So.
A huge reputation, though, coming through the juniors.
Yeah. I thought the Sharks were lucky to win last week. I, mate, I thought South dominated them through the middle. That was a big problem for them last week, but they got the biggies in the end. 21, what was it, 21-20 or whatever it was. Mate, Sharks too much firepower for them. I think the Dragons are looking a little bit slow. I think the game's changed now to these real big 6'3", 6'4", lean, mobile back rowers, and I don't see that in the Dragons, but I see the options in that Shark side that, you know, at least ask three questions a set. So the Sharks for mine.
Sharks all round. Bulldogs $3.70. North Queensland $1.28. 11.5 here. Cowboys the minus. The Dogs, the entertainers all of a sudden again. Jacob Kiraz a hat-trick last week. Who are you fancying here, Block?
No, I think the Cowboys are the entertainers too. They love throwing the football around. I love their style of footy. Building a real nice pack. I reckon they're going to surprise a few sides come semi-final time. In second spot at the moment, mate. I reckon they can do something. I'm a real believer now after the Origin, and then watching them play, mate. They love that up-tempo type of game, and they've got plenty of strike in their side. The Bulldogs much improved under Potter. I love the way they're playing, but. Oh, mate, I can't see the Cowboys getting beat.
Yeah, home game for the Bulldogs, but it's been played in Bundaberg. So it'll be dry conditions. It should be an open game. I think there'll be a fair amount of points scored in this game, but I can't see the Dogs knocking off the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys will be too strong.
I will be on the Cowboys as well. And then we finish with the West Tigers, who are favourites. And they're firming. They're $1.52 into $1.47 with Tab against the Newcastle Knights. $2.55 back to $2.70. 5.5 your line here. Tigers the minus. 2 in a row, Block. Surely it should be 3 in a row.
Oh, yeah, well, it should be 3 in a row. They've played really well over the last month, the Tigers. Adam Dewey, mate, what a player he is. Now, you've got to have a look at it. And that bloke was out for like near on 12 months. Comes back into the Tigers side and he's their best player. Mate, that try he scored from the scrum base last week, Lods, shouldn't have been scored, but you would have loved seeing it. The Tigers, 2 in a row, too much turmoil up there at the Newcastle Knights. They've got a lot to sort out. And I can't believe, for telling one of the trainers to go, whatever, that Big Clem has been left out of the side. I can't believe it. Can't believe that they've dropped him for that.
No, I'm like you, Blocker. I think the Tigers win. And puts more doom and gloom on Newcastle.
Tigers as well. Block, you ready for another dose of 5:30 action tomorrow?
I am ready. Is it 5:30?
Yeah.
Okay. I am ready for it. I might say something different tomorrow, but I'm ready. Thank you for the opportunity.
Good luck, Stephen Blocker-Roach.
Good evening, and bye for now.